إلا الله، لا إله 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 إلا الله، لا
Independent, independent and true to you. This is Markaz Sahaba News.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your news for the hour. The date today is the 12th of Ramadan 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 13th of March 2025. A Palestinian worker has succumbed to his injuries after being chased by the Israeli dogs and falling from a height of 5 floors at a construction site in occupied East Al-Quds. Rafat Abdul Aziz Hamad, 35 years, died of his injuries, was martyred last night. Footage published by the Palestinian Information Center shows how cocktails were being lobbed at Israeli military vehicles in the occupied West Bank town of Abuein, north of Ramallah, in the early hours of this morning. More than 30 million people in war-torn Sudan need urgent aid amid worsening living conditions. It was said by Mohammed Rafat, the head of the IOM, that is the International Organization for Migration Mission in Sudan. Over 30 million people in Sudan are in critical need of humanitarian aid. He warned that cholera outbreaks and other health emergencies are worsening the crisis in the country. Lastly, the DA and the EFF are adamant that they won't support the budget in its current form. Minister Enoch Godongwa has presented the budget on yesterday to the National Assembly in Cape Town. While the reworked budget did not include a 2% value added tax increase, there was a 0.5% increase included. Next year, the VAT will go up by another 0.5%, bringing the rate to 16% by 2027. Speaking to media outside Parliament, EFF leader Julius Malema has said National Treasury was playing tricks on everyone, adding that 2% was originally pitched, but when it was changed to 0.5%. He also reiterated his party's stance that they would not vote for the budget in its current form. Much like the EFF, the DA has also said it would not support this budget that included an increase. Party leader John Steenhuisen said that they wanted a budget that focused on economic growth and jobs, adding that they weren't happy to negotiate towards finding a budget, but not one that spoke to the cycle of borrow, tax, spend and cut. This was your news for the hour. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
محمد أشرف الأعراب والعجم محمد خير من يمشي على قدمي محمد أشرف الأعراب والعجم محمد خير من يمشي على قدمي محمد باسق المعروف جامعه محمد باسق المعروف جامعه محمد صاحب الإحسان والكرم محمد صاحب الإحسان والكرم محمد تاج رسل الله قاطبة محمد تاج رسل الله قاطبة محمد صادق الأقوال والكلم محمد صادق الأقوال والكلم محمد ثابت الميثاق حافظه محمد ثابت الميثاق حافظه محمد طيب الأخلاق والشيم محمد طيب الأخلاق والشيم محمد رويت بالنور طينته محمد رويت بالنور طينته محمد لم يزل نورا من القدم محمد لم يزل نورا من القدم محمد حاكم بالعدل ذو شرف محمد حاكم بالعدل ذو شرف محمد معدن الإنعام والحكم محمد معدن الإنعام
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to another edition of the mid-morning show with myself Brother Suleiman Isub every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 12th of Ramadan 1446 corresponding to Thursday the 13th of March 2025 Alhamdulillah, we almost at the halfway mark. And you know, yesterday, in a lot of masajids, before the Taraweeh Salah, after the Fard Salah, Isha Salah, they made the announcement that those brothers who want to participate or who are sitting for itikaf must please ensure that you've written your names in before Maghrib next week, Friday. Now imagine, my dear respected listeners of Marakah Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, it's already Next week, Friday, is already the last 10 days, the start of the last 10 days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And it brings an important note that in this day and age, in this time, there is no barakah in time. Like just recently, we were anticipating the month of Ramadan. Now a few days, it's going to be on the 16th, it's going to be at halfway the month of Ramadan. And then next thing you know it, we already celebrating Eid. Did we actually take full benefit of the month of Ramadan? Have we gained closeness to Almighty Allah? Because this is the month of the Quran. شَحْرُ رَمَضَانُ أُنزَلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ Ramadan, there's a lot of things that happen during the month of Ramadan. And in every day of Ramadan, so there was a special event that took place. But did we ever sit back and introspect? Did we do justice to the month of Ramadan? And I speak for myself first because I'm guilty of it. And we think that, you know what, we're going to see another Ramadan. But we take it very lightly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the hidayah, give me the hidayah first and the tawfiq to understand and to take cognizance and to respect the month of Ramadan. 11 minutes past the 10 Central African time, you always know when we start our show with our brother Alpha Sinkosi. His show is going to be from 12 to 12:55. Brother Alpha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Suley. I'm good, thanks, man. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Alphas. Alphas, 0.5% VAT, they've come to the conclusion. I mean, it's better than 2%, but it's still going to be a knock in the long run.
It's not actually better, because, I mean, I think they use a strategy, to fool us there, to say, look, it's going to be 0.5%. For this year and then another 0.5%, but ultimately that's going to be at 16%. It's going to have a very serious knock-on effect on everyone. And of course, there's a lot of arguments going on, reactions going on with regards to the pronouncement of the budget speech. Yeah, of which it's something that we first off look at it. We'll speak to an economist just to give us his clear understanding of this budget and where does it take us to, especially when they say that this budget is aimed at growing the economy. But then the other argument is this, is this a poor budget? So today the show is going to be dedicated to so much reactions from different role players, different role players with regards to the budget speech. I mean, a lot of experts. And then we'll speak to Kosatu as well, just to check if this is a budget for the working class, for the workers rather. What do they make out of the budget? And then what's the way forward? Has the finance minister touched base on what's needed and the implementation when it comes to workers? As we know that COSATU represent workers. So yeah, and then lastly, of course, and then we'll touch base on those that do research, analysis, and knowledge of taxes and budgets. We'll speak to them. So today's show is all about, you know, the reactions and what needs to be done now with regards to the budget. Is it a doable budget? And then we look at social grants. You know, at least the elderly, he wanted to give them 150 rands increase, but instead he gave them 130 rands because he had to really, nip something here and there to, in order for him to have a balancing act. But the most important question, it was this a balancing act, you know, and when he says that he's not going to increase fuel levy, you know, what does it mean? So today's show is all dedicated to the reactions and way forward from the budget speech.
Okay, that's very good. Brother Alphas, that's excellent. Thank you so much, and we hope to hear from you a little bit later so we'll be able to unpack and, as a layman, understand the effect of the change in the VAT and how it will affect the layman via, you know, the economically and in the household, how much things will cost him, even if it's a 0.5%, you know, it's still going to affect the person. But we'll catch you on the flip side, Brother Alphas.
Thank you very much today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Cheers, bye. And that was our brother Alphas Nkosi giving us the news views with regards to the budget speech that took place yesterday. And it was a 0.5%, but initial talks were the 2% increase, but they brought it down to 0.5%. The 0.5% increase. But inshallah, we're going to go for a small break. And as you always know, we're going to be listening to Mufti Yusuf Mangera. And he's going to be discussing one of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we're just going to get him in a few minutes.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
نسألك يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافي الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العم اللطيف الخبير العليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحبيب المحصي المبدي المعين المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الصمد القادر المبتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتكم العفو رؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المكسي الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير اللهم صل أفضل الصلاة على أسعد مخلوقاتك سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم عدد معلوماتك ومداد كلماتك كلما ذكرك الذاكرون وغفل عن ذكره الغافلون.
And you heard the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was the 90 Malaysian version. So let's cross over to Mufti Yusuf Abdul Mufti Abdurrahman Mangera, and today he's going to be discussing the name Al-Fattah, Ya Fattahu, the Supreme Solver. And look at it, the beginning of the Quran, the Holy Quran, with its Surah Fatiha. But the Surah of the Fatiha comes from Al-Fat, which means open. So inshallah, let's listen to Mufti Abdurrahman Mangera.
العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد قال الله تعالى ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله تعالى 99 اسما من حفظها دخل الجنة. Alhamdulillah, we've covered the first 16 names and their usages and practically how we can use them and what we can invoke them for. As we've been seeing, they can be invoked for something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to the name. We've also seen that they're also invoked for a reflection, personal introspection, and to get an understanding of something, that everything comes from Allah, so let's leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we'll get some kind of strength for it, we'll put all reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the different practical usages. We move on to the next name, which is number 18, Al-Fattah. All of these are on that same form of somebody who really, really does things abundantly and frequently and on a very large scale. So Al-Fattah comes from the concept of opening. Fataha means to open something. Fattah is the one who opens up everything, who can open up things. So it's the opener. And there's another meaning of this. Fataha also means a decision, because then you have clarity, so it's opened up the pathway. When you're stuck in a chaos or a dispute with somebody, and you need Allahumma iftah baynana wa bayna qawmina bilhaq wa anta khayrul fatiheen. That's a dua in the Quran. Beautiful dua, especially when you have some kind of dispute with your own close ones, with your own people, land issues, some other silly issue or big issue. So what we're saying is, Rabbana iftah, our Lord, open up. Resolve, essentially. Resolve. So, Al-Fattah is the resolver as well. Resolve between us and our people. With the truth. Let the truth prevail. Because you're the best of openers, resolvers in this regard. It's a beautiful dua for that. So, the opener or the judge. So it's for seeking clarity. That would be one of the usages of it, to seek clarity in a matter. I'm confused about this. I don't know what to do. Should I get married? Should I not? Beautiful for istikhara, I guess. Ya Fattah. When faced with a difficult decision, seeking clarity or the right path to take, one may invoke Al-Fattah to open their heart and mind to what is best. Read your dua of istikhara and Ya Fattah. Every time throughout the day, whenever it's like, should I do that or not? Because those thoughts then plague you. They concern you multiple times in a day. So you just, Ya Fattah. As calling out to Him, and it's in your mind that, oh Allah, resolve this for us. Ya Fattah. Ya Fattah. Ya Fattah. In fact, you don't even have to think of anything besides Ya Fattah. Because when you're calling out Ya Fattah, after you've thought about your conundrum and your difficulty or your confusion, then essentially you're calling out with the name. You don't have to say, oh Allah, sort this out for me. Just saying Ya Fattah, that's it. Why am I calling out Ya Fattah instead of another name? It's to create that resolve, that resolution. Beginning a new venture, obviously, beginning a new venture. If someone is starting a new business, embarking on a new phase in life, they may ask Al-Fattah to open up all the doors. Because Al-Fattah is the opener of all doors. The dua for coming in the masjid, and I think every masjid should have it emblazoned, so you can't miss it. Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Oh Allah, open up for us the doors of your mercy. So anything new you're starting, you want doors opened, then Ya Fattah, He's the opener of all doors, to open up all the doors of success and barakah, blessing for them. Likewise, number three would be professional challenges. An employee faced with a challenging project, a barrier in their career progression, if there's such thing as a career, may supplicate using this name Allah, asking Allah to open up, asking Ya Fattah to open up the opportunities and ease their path. Sometimes there's ceilings in certain workplaces, in certain fields, there's a ceiling. One of those artificial somebody puts up because you are not of a certain background, maybe not a certain ethnicity. So there's a ceiling. You want to break the ceiling? Al-Fattah. Ya Fattah will break the ceiling for you, because he has no ceilings. He opens up everything. Number four would be academic pursuits. A student encountering complex topics, preparing for significant exams. Ya Fattah, open up my understanding. Grant me the ability to grasp and retain knowledge. Open up my mind. Open up my memory. Allow me to memorize. Allow me to understand and remember. Open up that brain for me, which always seems closed. Open it up for me so I don't need Red Bull. Number five, marital issues. Ya Fattah, open up this problem that we have between us, this misunderstanding, and facing hurdles. In fact, even when trying to find a partner, actually, when a person is trying to find a suitable partner, suitable person to get married to, encountering problems all the time, all those people who think that there's some magic on them and that's why they can't. I've been looking for the last 10 years. I am 35 now. I get this call a lot. Can you give us a tabiz? Right. Tabiz are fine, but Ya Fattah. Ya Fattah, open up this knot. Even if somebody's put a knot somewhere, open it up. Ya Fattah. So it's a plea to Ya Fattah to open up ways of resolution and happiness. And again, problems in marriage, same thing. Ya Fattah. Okay, spiritual journey. An individual feeling distant from their faith might use this name in their supplication, asking for the heart to open up. My heart is closed. Nothing goes in it. I listen to things, I get temporary inspiration, and I go back home and it's all dead. Ya Fattah, open up my heart. Ya Fattah, open up our hearts. Grant me closeness to you. Open up this veil between us so we can be close. Unlocking closed hearts. So the first one is spiritual journey, this one is closed hearts. So in situations where one is facing misunderstanding, conflicts with one loved one, I think we mentioned that before, one can call upon Al-Fattah to open and soften the hearts involved. So this is opening somebody else's heart so that they agree, or they take it easy, or they stop oppressing, or they stop acting tough on somebody. Make life easy. Like if you've got parents, you've got children, or you've got relatives or a roommate, you have a tough tenant, or you have a tough landlord. Ya Fattah. Ya Fattah. Just so much. I mean, we're just scratching the surface of the usage of this. Just getting an idea of how to use them practically. Seriously, there's just so much if we just sit and ruminate. Financial difficulties, when facing with monetary challenges, invoking Al-Fattah could be a plea to open avenues of sustenance and provide relief from debts. Ya Razak, Ya Fattah, working in tandem. Seeking justice, I think I've already mentioned that in a sense, or is seeking justice from a court in that sense. Wronged, seeking justice, calling upon the absolute judge. You've got a court case, call on the Fattah, the absolute judge, to ask for the truth to be unveiled and for the justice to be served. And overcoming personal limitations. An individual trying to overcome personal limitations such as breaking a bad habit, an addiction. Oh Allah, open up this bad habit that I have to adopt a good one. Always this feeling of weakness, this feeling of incapability, weakness, just in general. Open up with your willpower and ease my journey, Ya Fattah.
Yeah.
And of course, you can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if Allah has opened up many things to you, Ya Fattah, just as a source of gratitude, Ya Fattah.
With the Rayyan Courses subscription, you gain immediate access to it.
And that was one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was Ya Fattah. And to the word I'm looking for is incorporate and to use with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be Ya Razzaqu. And we're going to be listening to Mufti Saab, and he's going to be explaining how we can use Ya Fattahu and Ya Razzaqu to open up one's risk, inshallah.
Mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. قال الله تعالى ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله تعالى 99 اسما من حفظها دخل الجنة. Alhamdulillah, we've covered the first 16 names and their usages and practically how we can use them and what we can invoke them for. As we've been seeing, they can be invoked for something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to the name. We've also seen that they also invoked for a reflection, personal introspection, and to get an understanding of something, that everything comes from Allah, so let's leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we'll get some kind of strength for it, we'll put all reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the different practical usages. So we are on number 17, which is Ar-Razzaq. Ar-Razzaq comes from the concept of rizq, which refers to sustenance, provision. So Razzaq, as I said, whenever you see Razzaq in the same as Fa'al, it means somebody who does something frequently, abundantly, and in a big way. So it's an exaggerated, although it, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no exaggeration, it's a reality. So Ar-Razzaq means the provider in other sense. So we can use this for spiritual growth, because I know the first thing that may have come into people's mind is, I want more income, I want more funds, so why don't we start with that? But something even more valuable than our funds and income is the spiritual growth. That's why that's probably number one. And rizq is a very vast term. It's a very expensive term. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us pious children, that's rizq. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us halal food and income, that's rizq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also give us piety. And that's a form of sustenance as well, because without piety, we're not sustained by piety, then what are we going to do? So that's why spiritual growth, when embarking on a journey to gain more knowledge about Islam, get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one may ask Allah, the provider, to grant them beneficial knowledge and sustenance for their soul. So let that knowledge be beneficial and not just something that adds to our data set. We just know more. Number two, I'm going to go a bit faster today because we have less time. Job and professional life. When facing financial difficulties, here's the financial difficulty part. When facing financial difficulties in a business, one may invoke Ar-Razzaq to bless their business with prosperity, to help them find solutions for financial stability. Likewise, it's not just for that, but it's for personal needs. If someone is experiencing difficulty in providing for their family, it's going to have something to do with your job, but it could be, you might be self-employed. You might be trying to do your own little, halal side hustle or something. And it's just providing difficult. It's just, I think, Razzaq, Ya Razzaq, Ya Razzaq, Ya Razzaq is something that I think a lot of people need to be doing today, because a lot of people are struggling with the way inflation is going, the way things have become so much more expensive in the last 5 years. I don't know where things are going. This modern economical system does not work. the way it's trained to be, the way it's designed to be, is that your £1,000 from 2 years ago, what you could have bought 2 years ago with your £1,000 2 years ago in your bank, you couldn't buy that last year. And this year, it's worth even less than that. So it's designed to, if you save any money, it's actually designed to just, because of inflation and other things, it's designed to become more devalued. And everybody's stuck in that system. Pretty much everybody's stuck in that system, except the few people who buy gold and crypto coin, Bitcoin and so on. Bitcoin is actually trying to go against that. Bitcoin is trying to stabilize that. I know it's had lots of fluctuation because of its initial, you know, introduction in the market and so on. But otherwise, Bitcoin is a antithesis to that because it's limited. Governments can't produce, or nobody can produce more of Bitcoin except the limited amount that they have designed. Whereas governments can produce more money, there's more money in the market. Because there's more money in the market, people can buy more. So people have to produce more, and then the supply just increases and prices increase. So a lot of people are finding a lot of difficulty holding two jobs. There's people crying even with two jobs, husband and wife both working. Of course, some of it is to do with lifestyle decisions, where they've chosen to live, what kind of furniture they've chosen to have, what kind of gadgets they think they need, what kind of holidays they have to take. So one has to be very careful of this. So a person needs Ya Razzaq, we need Ya Razzaq. We need Ya Razzaq, Ya Razzaq. So may the Razzaq grant us the means to meet our family's needs. Because it's all in his hands ultimately. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ He gives whatever, he gives whomever he wishes. Gives sustenance whomever he wishes. Multiple verses regarding that. Agricultural concerns, we're not farmers. But if you've got a nice garden, you like to grow things. MashaAllah, one brother visited me the other day. He lives not too far away. He's got 20 trees in his garden. He put up 20, not necessarily big trees, but 20 different fruit-bearing plants. And the apricots he gave me were amazing. Right. A lot of people, they just put either concrete it over, or what do? They put that fake stuff. You just completely destroy nature. It's like, we don't want to do anything with the soil. We came from it, but we hate soil. The other day, we were just pulling out some weeds, and I was telling my son, this is beneficial to touch the, to touch vegetation. It's actually beneficial. That's where we came from. It grounds us. One scholar, he visited me, said, I want to sit on the floor. He said, because I've been told by experts that this helps to ground yourself, rather than sitting on tables all the time. Sorry, sitting on chairs all the time. Sitting on the ground sounds primitive for some people. I've seen places where they've gone to visit a new madrasa. Oh, they're so advanced that they actually got all of their students sitting on tables. I'm not sure if that's advanced. If humans sat on the ground for centuries, now they start sitting on chairs, and nothing wrong with chairs or tables. But to say to sit on the floor is primitive, that's what your forefathers, for the whole of history did that. For the whole of history did that, until very recently. So let us not demean these things, right? So farmers can supplicate, or gardeners can use this name before planting season to ask Allah for good harvest and to bless crops. You know, I was in Australia, and the brother was telling me there that a lot of Australia is farming, because most of Australia is only like 7 major cities on the coasts, and the rest of it is empty land, and there's a lot of agriculture. They don't allow much to come in from outside. Right. In fact, Western Australia, which is about 1/3 of the country, does not even allow fruit and vegetable to come from the rest of Australia. That's how they strict they are with their flora fauna. Right. Very preserved. Some of the best honey comes from there. So they said that these Australian farmers, non-Muslim, not necessarily Muslim, they have so much reliance on Allah because it's a seasonal crop. They have to put everything, all of the investment in there, and then just hope it rains. And then hope it rains, and then no disease or pestilence takes over. This year in Gujarat, the mango where some of the best mangoes come from. Right? I don't want to debate about that, but you know, just in our villages alone, there's about 30 mangoes, 30 different types, all taste different. Okay, and they're supposed to be very good mango because of the way the ground is. But this year there was only a 10% crop compared to last year. Tawakkal Allah. If Allah wills it, it happens. If it doesn't, imagine the amount of tawakkul you need as a farmer. You put everything in and you expect to make 20,000 and you only make 2,000. But you only make, yeah, that's 10%. Literally, that's what they made this year. Last year, there were so many mangoes that they were, nobody was willing to pick them up because it was more expensive to get them off than to sell them. They were so cheap. Right? But this year, it's 10% of the crop.
Yes.
It's all from the Razak. He does as he wishes. We have to be literally focused on Allah for everything. And this is what it's teaching us. He's got a name for everything. Right. Starting a new project before commencing a new venture or project, one prays to the Razak to ensure that it is fruitful, beneficial, and it provides benefits. Seeking employment, that's just another version of what we said earlier. Somebody might not even have an employment, so they're looking for employment, they're struggling in that sense. Suitable job or occupation that meets their skill and needs. Sometimes that's difficult. People can't find jobs based on their skill sets. And they find it below them to take another job on. And they wait and wait and struggle. Because no, that's below my status. And in some places, you just can't find a job. In your vocation, there are so many professionals in those countries or communities, and they're all doing menial jobs because there's nobody to employ them. During times of famine, of course, in regions or times where food and resource are scarce, residents can supplicate Ya Razaq, to grant them sustenance, alleviate their hardship. Education, students can pray to Ar-Razaq to provide them with the means and resource to complete their studies, such as scholarships or conducive learning environments, and make that truly a source of risk for them. People study sometimes because everybody else is doing something. They don't necessarily think what is the best that they're good at and what they should do. They do it at the bidding of somebody else or to follow someone else or because of a hype, and then it becomes a dead-end course for them and it becomes useless. And they don't enjoy it. And it's a 4-year, 5-year study sometimes. And it's all gone down the drain, and then they go into another field if they're lucky. Otherwise, they don't. And I would say that today, rather than just send everybody to university and college, there are other means. Unconventional, now they're becoming conventional, where you can do some other form of study and work together, go into some kind of work. Because university education does not necessarily guarantee you a job anymore when everybody's got one. You know, before, less people went to university. So if you had a university degree, then it meant you stood out. Everybody's got a degree now. Everybody goes to university. So what, you just become part of everybody else.
It's a sense.
So if you are going to go, make sure you study something proper. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. Allah khairna. Allah allow us, Ya Razak, allow us to do the right thing. And then for that to become a source of risk for us in every sense. Of course, health. If someone is dealing with health issues, they may invoke the name Ar-Razak, asking for wellness and the provision of good health. Seems out of context, but yeah, rizq is good health. Ya Allah, rizq is good health. Good health is part of rizq as well. And gratitude for blessings, just in case this is all about Ya Razak, only when you're in need and somebody's thinking, I have more than enough, I don't need to call on Razak, he's already a Razak for me. Yes, he is. But if we don't invoke him and thank him as Ya Razak, just, if you've got enough, Alhamdulillah, Ya Razak, Ya Razak, Alhamdulillah, you know, Alhamdulillah Razak. You know, all praise is to Razak, all praise for you. Laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Ya Razak, laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. So even in times of abundance, one can use his name to show gratitude to Allah for all the provisions granted, recognize him as the ultimate source of all sustenance. So Razak is for everyone. Ya Razak, he's for everyone. So very, very all-encompassing, because right from our infancy, in fact, before our infancy, he's the one who provided our mothers so that our stage in our embryo, when we were embryos, when we were fetus, we were still being sustained then. Same one who designed the womb in such a way that allows that birth and growth. That's Razak here.
With Rayan Courses subscription.
And that was the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Razaku, Ya Razaku, Ya Fattahu. You know, we must take this opportunity also, and you know, when you wake up for Tahajjud Salat now in the month of Ramadan, and we should make it a habit. When Tahajjud becomes a lifestyle, then, you know, I've seen a beautiful saying, when you give your private affairs to Almighty Allah, you will see the hand of Almighty Allah in your public affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the road for you in such a way that you basically don't have to do anything. You just have to beseech Almighty Allah for His help and say, Ya Allah, you help me. Ya Allah, you are ghaibi madad. Do not make me muhtaj of anybody else but you, Ya Allah. You ask Allah, you call upon Him and ask Him for His help, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come forward to Him and ask Him for, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help, because there's no other deity that we can turn to besides Almighty Allah, and ask Him to help us in this day and age in whatever problem that we are going through. You know, my beloved marhum father, Allah ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, he used to say, Allah can do with the means, without the means, against the means, beyond the means. Allah can do with the means, without the means, against the means, and beyond the means. And that was pearls of wisdom. My father used to give me pearls of wisdom, and you know, he used to say things, and he always used to say, at the end of every sentence, he used to say, Suleiman, anybody, if you spoke to anybody, you would say, have tawakkal in Allah. Allah will open the road. That was my father's mentality. That you have tawakkal in Allah, Allah will never leave you. Allah will never abandon you. Whatever your situation, whatever the case may be in your life, as long as you put your faith and trust in Almighty Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way for you in such a way. And my father was a living witness. He was a living example. That we used to do things, and we used to think to ourselves, but how? It's not anybody else but Allah that was providing for us. 13 minutes, 12 minutes to 11 Central African time, and this is where we come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Marakas Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, next up will be the 11 o'clock news, and then thereafter would be the FIT program. Molana, just a quick one. Molana, what's the topic for today on the FIT program? Trying to get this thing. Ya Allah. Maaf, can you hear me, Molana?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Waf, I'm just giving a throw forward.
It's on Etika, Fitra, Fidya, and all these issues. If any listeners has any questions surrounding this, also they can send it.
But imagine, Molana, next week Friday is already the 20th. It's gone so far. I was just saying in the beginning that there's no barakah in time.
Hey, what we said we're going to do and what we're doing.
And we say, you know what, Ramadan is going to be so long. And you know, but look at it now. This weekend is going to be already the halfway mark. And Friday is 20th, last 10 days. But Jazakallah Khairan, Mulana,
for Jazakallah Khairan.
The topic.
Chi, make dua for us.
Inshallah, you too, Mulana.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that was the topic. 11 to 12 will be the FIQ program according to all four schools of thought. And that will be pertaining to itikaf, fidya, fitra, Sadaqatul Fitr, and how one should disperse your fitra, and by when, you know, all those Any questions you have, you can send it through on the numbers 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Thereafter, from 12 to 12.55, will be Brother Alphas Nkosi. And then we're going to have our Dhuhr Azan. Then 5 past 1 to 1:30 would be the tafsir, live tafsir of Surah A'raf. Thereafter, 1:30 to 2 would be the repeat of Surah Baqarah, verses 174 to 176. 2 to 2:30 will be the rapid Q&A with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib and Brother Yusuf Ali. That will take us in 2:30 to 3 would be the lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:45 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. And then 3:45 to 4 will be Maulana Musa Akudi. 4 to 4:30 will be a part 3, Ramadan Quran Kamena He by Kari Hanif Multani Sahib. 4:30 to 6 would be the Maulana Khalid Yaqub. Then 6 p.m. will be the countdown by Hafiz Wadi. 6:30 will be the Maghrib Adhan. Will take us to 6:35. That will be given all the surahs. Then from 6:30 to 7, then from 7 will be the iftar program with Mufti Muhammad Aku. Then they cross over to Makkah Tarawi. And then at about 20 past 8, we'll transfer, we'll cross over to Masjid Dawood. And then we go back to Mecca for the Ramadan Dua. So, Alhamdulillah, we give you a lineup till about 11 p.m. inshallah, about 9:30, inshallah. So, from the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
نسألك يا من هو